Chapter 8, Mishnah 7. Now, the background to this is a Mishnah that we did in Kalim, and the Mishnah over there, we're discussing if the outer part of a vessel becomes impure through liquid, right? Impure liquid touches the outside of a vessel. So then, by rabbinic decree, the outside becomes impure, but not the inside, not the rim, and not the handles. Special rabbinic decree that the rabbis decreed over there. And the reason they didn't, he brings over here, that they didn't make it go so far is because we didn't want to make more truma tame than was necessary. So they wanted just the outside to be decreed tame. So in this case, what happens if achore kalim shenitmu b'mashkim, what happens if the outer part of the vessel has been rendered impure by liquids, as per the rabbinical decree? What happens if that now touches something else, right? Another liquid, another food, this vessel. So what's going to happen to the other liquid or the other food? Rebbe Elazar Omer, he holds metamin es hamashkin, it will transmit impurity to liquids, this vessel. Ve'ein poislin es ha'ochlin, but does not invalidate foodstuffs. If it touches foodstuff, the food remains pure. But if it touches another liquid, and this is talking about liquid, whether it's truma or not, any other liquid, it will pass on its impurity to the other liquid. So that's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yishua Omer, he disagrees. He says, "Metamin es hamashkin, it will invalid transmit impurity to liquids. Upoislin es ha'ochlin, and will also transmit impurity to foods." So that's where he disagrees on the foods case. Shimon Achi Azariah Omer, a third opinion, Shimon the brother of Azariah, he says, lo kach v'lo kach. He doesn't agree with what we said previously. Elamask mashkin shenitmu ba'achoyra ha'kailim, the liquid rendered impure by the outer part of the vessels. Ha'kailim, metamin echad, will transmit impurity to one, will transmit impurity to truma foods. Upoislin echad, and that truma food, if it touches something else, other truma food, will be able to transmit impurity again. Meaning the liquid that touches the food will make the food second degree, the truma food. And that will be able to pass impurity again. Harayze Omer, and so we could say, we have one of these funny sayings again, we've seen this before. Metamecha lo titmuni, what rendered you impure did not render me impure. Va'ata timasani, but you rendered me impure. So this is the truma food stuff saying to the truma liquid, what rendered you impure didn't render me impure, because the vessel rendered the liquid impure. According to him, renders liquid impure, and then the liquid can make the food impure. But if the food touches the vessel itself, it doesn't become impure. So you've got that funny kind of scenario where if the food touched the jug, it's fine. But if the liquid touches the jug and then touches the food, it's not fine, right? It's a bit of a... So what rendered you impure, it's like the food saying to the liquid, doesn't make me impure, but now you can make me impure. Yeah.